Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And joining us again is Darren Frahill. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers played out a scoreless draw at the top of the table clash in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division last night. The leader, Shells, had to dig really deep after the sending off of Shane Farrell, but they earned a point, a well-deserved point as well. And it comes off the back of two defeats for them. Welcome on at that. Rovers, second, 3 points off top spot, but have a game in hand. Now, the game itself, not a classic. The pitch in Drumcondra, not in particularly good shape at the minute. The Shells manager, Damien Duff, has been speaking from the heart and with great honesty recently, and last night was no different. He joined Tony O'Donoghue after the game.
I think we had the better chances. Loved our energy, our edge that we played with. We haven't seen it for 3 weeks, but I'm glad that we have our team back, and long may it continue.
Was that the response that you were looking for? Because clearly disappointing results in the last number.
Yeah, it's been, I guess, a bad few weeks, you know, results-wise. People feeling sorry for themselves, maybe in and around the club, in the dressing room. But I think people are soon to forget that this is a top-of-the-table clash against Shamrock Rovers, the best team in the country and best team that's been seen here in a long, long time. We haven't had a top-of-the-table clash at Tolka Park, Tony, in 18 years. I think everybody needs to, you know, appreciate how well the lads have done, including myself. Yeah, I'm hard on them, but here I do give them enough love, I think. But the club's in an amazing situation and a great game on Friday to bounce into. I got a yellow card for a poor decision from the officials, but here, I'll take it. I think I'm 23 behind Xavi still after seeing that stat last night. But yeah, passion. It's a Dublin derby. I absolutely thought it was a fascinating game.
How disappointed were you with Shane, though, to come on and then was it less than 10 minutes before he got his second yellow?
That's ridiculous. And I've no time for it. I've spoken some honest words with him up there. Is he letting me down? No, but he certainly let his teammates down and, you know, fans' favourite, supposedly. He's let the whole stadium down.
You could have lost top spot tonight, but you haven't. I mean, is this exactly where you expect it to be at this stage of the season?
Ah, listen, expected. I never look too far ahead. All I've looked at for the past few days is, yes, Rovers tonight, but also trying to hammer home the last 3 weeks to the guys. They haven't liked my honesty, but here... that's all they'd ever get off me. And we got a reaction tonight, a big, big reaction, I would say.
Yeah, we certainly love his honesty in those post-match interviews. I'm not sure I'd like to be in that dressing room, though, on the end of some harsh words. And he mentioned the 20 years since Shelburne played in the top of the table clash. It's that Deportivo La Coruña match when they were on the brink of the Champions League was 2004. So they've fallen a long way since then, but they're certainly on the way back under Damien Duff. Derry City are third after a 3-1 win at home to St Patrick's Athletic. Daniel Mullen scored twice. Pat Hooban as well on target for them. And another stalemate at the showgrounds. Sligo Rovers and Galway United finished scoreless. That's the first top flight clash between those two in the West since 2017. Galway up to fifth and Sligo remains seventh in the standing. One big game in the English Championship last night. Leeds beat Middlesbrough 4-3. They are second, a point behind Leicester and a point better off than Ipswich, which although both those teams do have a game in hand over Leeds. One very important game in Italy last night, and we were talking about the yellow cards maybe at Tolka Park. I think there was 11 yellow cards in the red in Tolka Park. Well, there was 3 red cards deep in injury time as Inter Milan beat AC Milan to lift the Serie A title. It's 116 years of the Milan derby. It's the first time the title has been decided by one of those big matches, and understandably maybe passions boiling over near the end. Roisin Irín won a gold medal in the 100 metres breaststroke final at the European Championships in Madeira. Her time of 1 minute and 18 seconds flat, a new personal best, and that win follows her silver medal on Sunday. The Limerick teenager is making brilliant progress and will be one to watch at the Paris Paralympics.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. That was a pretty good swim. Happy with the time. And yeah, it was a great race. I always think 100 breaststroke is a fun one for me just to get out and race. And I love the event. So yeah, very pleased with that. I think for me, the goal is always to be the best version of myself. So a PB for me is always what I'm looking for. You know, the PBs are what leads to then getting hopefully medals. So that's always the goal and the aim for me every time I get out to races to PB. So I'm glad to be able to do it tonight.
More to come from her. Leinster are hopeful Hugo Keenan and Gary Ringrose will be fit for their Champions Cup semi-final against Northampton. Ringrose recovering from a shoulder issue. He picked it up at the tail end of the Six Nations, and Keenan injured his hip during the quarter-final victory against La Rochelle. Another top seed knocked out of the World Snooker Championship. Mark Selby went down 10-6 to debutant Joe O'Connor. Selby's a four-time champion, reached the final last year, and he said after the loss that he was unsure of his future snooker, or future in the game of snooker. Really sad to see, really struggling with the mental side of the game. But not to take away from Joe O'Connor there, Mark Selby, his hero growing up, and must have been some thrill for him to beat him there. In racing, finally, racing today in Tipperary. It goes ahead on the National Hunt track from 150, but Thursday's meeting on the flat is postponed. Also action at Goran Park today from 4.